and the sun was shining. I was laying in bed.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go on the Devil Radio website, download our app. All you got to do is go, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. That's it. And then when you want to listen, you go, Alexa, play Devil Radio. Download the app. Take Devil Radio with you 24/7 wherever you go. Great reception, great way to do it. While you're at it, click on the link that says support Devil Radio, which many of you asked us to put on in the first place. You know that there are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day in this state, attacking our democracy, attacking the validity of our elections, sticking up for the Trump lie. Devil Radio is the strongest, clearest, and toughest voice against that. So thank you very much. Click on Support Devil Radio. Well, some developments in the tragedy in Michigan at Oxford High School. Last week, 15-year-old guy goes into the school with a weapon and kills four of his classmates and wounds others. 15 years old, he's being tried as an adult. He's in jail. He'll be in prison the rest of his life. His parents are really pieces of work. James and Jennifer Crumley. The DA had a press conference and said, I'm considering charging them because they bought this gun for him and it wasn't secured at the house. And we're tired of this. I may charge them. What happened? They disappeared. They withdrew about $4,000 from their bank and took off. Really great parents enable their son to kill four people, leave him facing prison the rest of his life at 15 years old, and they take off. Well, there was a manhunt for him. And somebody saw their car, description of their car in Detroit, called the cops. They went and they found him hiding in a locked room in an industrial park. Then they started to talk about, well, maybe we'll charge whoever let him into that locked room. One of the things that's not well known is that you can be arrested and jailed and sent to prison as an accomplice if you help somebody disguise their identity or flee. And it's very common with families. Some guy's being wanted by the police. He goes home and his mother, his sister, his wife, or somebody gives him clothes, food, helps him somehow alter his appearance, you know, paste on a mustache, whatever. And they've committed a felony. The prosecutor doesn't always prosecute family members, but increasingly they do. You can't do that. In this case, the guy that helped them was a guy named Andrew Sikora. He's an immigrant and an artist. And he was smart. He got a lawyer and they went to the police on their own because they saw that they were looking for whoever tried to help him. And they said, I had no idea. And I don't know if he's telling the truth or not. Maybe he is, but he said, I had no idea they were looking for him. They came to me and they said they needed some place to do some work. So he's an artist and this is a, I don't know if he uses a studio or storage. He lets them in and they're in there hiding. Now, if he did that knowing they're on the lam, he's committed a felony. His lawyer very likely decided we'd better cooperate, better look good. I won't let him say anything. I'll say it as a lawyer. If your lawyer says something, you can't be cross-examined on it. They can't force you to talk about it in a criminal case. If you say it yourself, it can be used against you, even if it was before the trial. He's a good lawyer. And that's what he said. Who knows? So I will say that Mr. Sikora is in for some bad weeks here, but he may slip out of it. Then they find out that this kid is a bad kid. The night before he murdered his classmates, he did a video about murdering his classmates. He did a video. Then when he went into school, he had a drawing of a gun and he brought the weapon with the ammunition into the school. One of the saddest things is that a teacher was concerned, told the administration. The administration brought him into the office and brought his parents in. His parents are really no good. And his parents, and the kid says, well, I was just designing a video game. That's why I drew the gun. And they figure, okay, then you can go back to class. Are you kidding me? And the parents, the father said to him, you know, good show. You've got to be able to basically hoodwink him. He said that. Turned out that when he bought the gun on Black Friday, right after Thanksgiving, he took the kid along with him. That was the kid's birthday present. The kid's birthday present. And the kid posted, look at this baby. Look at my new birthday present. And then he goes in, and commits four murders. Now, one of the most disgusting things about this is there was a teacher in Hopkins High School, which is in the general vicinity. It's near Oxford High School. And believe it or not, after this happened, he told several of his classes that if he had been the kid, Crumley, the Crumley kid, quote, he would have pulled a smoke alarm so that he would be able to kill more people that he needed to, end quote. He would have pulled the smoke alarm so he could have killed more people that he needed to, end quote. Who the hell says that? In high school, what teacher said he should be fired immediately? He should be fired immediately. What kind of sickness is this? What kind of sickness is this? I saw a press conference by the superintendent of the, I've never seen weaker administrators. Basically, the guy was trying to CYA cover his tail, and he goes, well, procedures were followed, and we had no legal basis to hold him. What, once he said he was drawing, you know, he draws a gun, and once he says, well, that's just a video game? The school told the parents that the kid was disturbed, he needed counseling, and they refused. They said, no, we're not going to do it. Oh, okay, then we'll send him back to class. And they didn't tail him to see if he went to a locker to pull a gun out. Did he have the gun with him when they met with the administrators? What's going on over there? You don't want metal detectors in high schools. They do have in some high schools in very large urban districts. I don't like the idea, but at some point, I don't want to see a situation where we get to, you have a perimeter around a high school of 100 yards, and there are entry points with metal detectors, and kids are frisked. Some kids will just pull out a gun in that line and start shooting people. This is sick, very, very sick. These were sick people, very sick people. So what's going to happen? The 15-year-old kid will almost certainly get convicted. He will certainly go to prison for life because he's faced with four counts of first-degree intentional homicide based on the fact that he did the video the night before. He was out to do it. Rest of his life, he's 15. He could live to be 85 for 70 years. Till the year 2091, he's going to be in prison. And his parents took off. They took off and hid in a room somewhere. These are lowlifes. But I'll tell you who the real lowlifes are, quite frankly, are some of the administrators over there who are weak. They're very weak. If you have suspicions about a kid, the parents don't want to cooperate, throw them all out. Suspend the kid for 3 days. Call in the police, have a search. They would have found a gun at the school. They would have found a gun at the school. And I have no opinion about this Andrew Sikora, the artist. He's either naive. You know, a guy comes to you, a couple of parents, and say, listen, we need a place. And they're all urgent about it. And he knew them a little bit, he claims. Who knows how much he knew them. And okay, yeah, hold up here. I don't know. And this had been on the air. I saw it here in Milwaukee. I can't believe that people in the Detroit area didn't see that these characters were being looked for. But in any event, he got a lawyer, and that's how he handled it. See what happens to him. But the whole thing is very sad. But we need much stronger school administrators who intervene a lot earlier And the sheriff over there, I was impressed with him. He gave a good press conference. He said, if you have any doubts, call us in. We're the professionals. We'll evaluate risk. We'll evaluate risk. Going to Washington, the Jeffrey Clark deposition has been postponed till December 16. Who's Jeffrey Clark? He's the guy, Trump's apparatchik, who he's going to put in as acting attorney general and was going to send letters that had been drafted already to Georgia and other states saying, don't certify the election. We think there's fraud. And then the Republicans in that state might not have certified it. And then they might have exercised what they think is a constitutional right to pick the electors against the wishes of the presidential election. And this is all engineered. And the only thing that stopped it was that the actual attorney general and his senior staff said, we'll all resign if you do that. We're going to blow the whistle on you. We're going to blow the whistle on you. Now Clark says he's sick and he can't come till December 16. I don't trust this guy as far as I can throw him. As far as I can throw him. And then the word is he's going to plead the fifth anyway. Well, if you're going to plead the fifth, then just say so. Pleading the Fifth Amendment says, quote, I refuse to answer on the grounds that it might incriminate me, end quote. How many people say that if they can't be incriminated? And by incriminated here, we're talking about conversations and things with the president of the United States. Jeffrey Clark claims he's sick, claims he's going to get better by December 16. How does he know that? By December 16, and he's going to take the fifth. The thing about taking the fifth is that works in a civil case, in a criminal case, not a civil case. He takes the fifth in a criminal case, the prosecutor can't even mention it. In a civil case, the judge can give an instruction, turn to the jury and say, ladies and gentlemen, this guy took the fifth. You can infer from that, you can assume that if he had testified, it would have been bad for him. This guy's got to get nabbed. He belongs in prison. And there's enough evidence, even without his testimony, to put him there. He should be indicted. If the clown takes the fifth, indict the clown. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.